An open letter to the Reverend Jesse Jackson.
We, the members of the Mojo family, feel that your actions and rhetoric as a self-professed leader of the black community are in fact detrimental to the very people you claim to represent.
We also feel that as a result, you do much to undermine the well-being and harmony of the United States as a whole.
You claim to work for the advancement of the black community.
And you speak from a position that the black population cannot advance itself socially, politically, or economically because an immovable object, the white establishment, forever blocks its path.
Yet you preach fervent support for programs such as welfare and affirmative action that put members of the population in a position of dependency and reliance on the establishment.
You bask in the glow of the media spotlight.
You passionately decree that racism and prejudice are as alive today as they were 400 years ago.
But does this do anything to reverse its effects?
No one with any intelligence will deny that a grave atrocity was committed against the black race at the hands of white settlers of this country.
But a wound cannot heal if it is continuously reopened.
That is to say that it will heal, but it will take much longer.
And the scar it leaves will be grotesque and raised high on the skin.
A true leader leads by example. And the example you've shown is not one of strength of character, self-reliance, commitment to excellence, or personal accountability.
It's these traits that are necessary to advance oneself as an individual.
It is only as strong, courageous, and moral individuals that any race can live the quality of life that it chooses.
We give our deepest respect to the true leaders. Alan Keyes.
J.C. Watts.
Ken Hamblin.
Tony Brown.
And Dr. Walter Williams. Men who never deny their heritage, but are proud to be first and foremost a part of the human race.